In business news today, Tyco's former chief on the witness stand. Tyco's Dennis Kozlowski took the stand yesterday again in his trial on grand larceny charges. Prosecutors cross-examined him about loans he received from the company and the steps he took to repay them. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports from New York.
Kozlowski didn't testify in his first trial, which ended in a hung jury, so this is his first chance to defend himself directly against the charges. Prosecutors say that he and Chief Financial Officer Mark Swartz looted the company of about $150 million and also profited by artificially inflating the company's stock price. Kozlowski sounded amiable, if a bit rehearsed, on the stand. He addressed the testimony of several Tyco board members that they never approved some of the bonuses given him and Swartz. Kozlowski said the bonuses were approved by the chairman of the audit committee, Philip Hampton, who died in 2001. Kozlowski said he decided to use part of his 1999 bonus to pay off $25 million in company loans he'd received. He said, "We were seeking to do the right thing here, and that was pay off our loans before we took any cash from the company." But prosecutor Ann Donnelly got Kozlowski to admit that the transaction isn't mentioned in the minutes of the meetings of Tyco's board. Kozlowski also has acknowledged that he never paid taxes on the transaction, saying he simply overlooked it. Kozlowski admitted under cross-examination that had the payout been included, his tax bill for the year would have been $17 million instead of the approximately $9.5 million he ultimately paid. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.